Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the end.
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. It's Friday.
It is Friday, and guess what? So we have an ad,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really excited about this product. It's
yeah.
Wander Beauty,
mm-hmm.
and do you remember when we first were doing the ad, I told you that I saw this Facebook video of somebody putting on the powder foundation,
yes.
and I was so excited that we got one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm insanely in love with this makeup. It's all I use now. I use
really?
all my Wander Beauty stuff that they sent us is what I use. I was using a different concealer, but the Facebook video that I watched that I became a little obsessed with was absolutely true. And here's what it is. It's like a powder,
mm-hmm.
but it's concealer. So it's in like a little powder compact case,
mm-hmm.
and you use a little like you're putting powder on, but it's foundation. And it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it looks really natural, but it actually covers.
Yeah.
Better than when you use like the kind that you squirt in your hand or that you then
right.
you have to spread it around with a sponge. This is so much better. It
mm-hmm.
goes on perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Then also love this blush. Okay. It's the best blush I've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty
mm-hmm.
and it's called Nude. I want to say it's called Nude Glow.
Okay.
It comes in like a stick,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
it's like a cream stick.
Uh-huh.
And normally those can make you look like an old grandma lady
right,
who's
right.
like shopping at JCPenney
yeah,
with
or,
like too
or,
bright
yeah.
and too like. But this
yeah.
is not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you put it on over the foundation and it goes
sheer.
On. It's very sheer,
yeah.
but it like glows.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pretty color blush and
mm-hmm.
it looks really natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, I was putting this on the other day and I was like, oh my God. I'm so lucky
yeah.
that I have this, that I got introduced to this makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want you guys to try.
You should
at
try.
At least
it.
For, if nothing else, order the
Fendi.
Blush. It only mm-hmm. comes in three different colors, so it's
mm-hmm.
kind of sheer, so you
mm-hmm.
can, but it really covers. Because I got big old age spots on the side of my
yeah,
cheek.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
So anyway, they will send you, like it's fewer products. This is what they say. Wander Beauty streamlines your beauty routine with fewer products that work better. And it's really true. There's the lip color. I have a million freaking lip colors.
I know, me
but
too.
But the one I'm carrying around with me is the one they sent me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Okay, I'm going to find it for
As
you right
Sunny
now.
Would say, let me see.
Let me see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. All right, you know what? Oh, here it is. Okay. Sorry, can you read this? It's Dolce?
Yes, Dolce.
Dolce is
oh.
the color, and it's like a...
I have that color,
creamy,
too.
Creamy.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on for Lynette.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's like a cream, but
nice.
It's really feels nice.
And you guys, it looks really good.
You know what? I'm going to take a picture of this color for you guys. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
you guys got to try this, okay? Just try it. It's time to make over your morning with Wander Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. And I'm telling you, they're not going to send me more stuff because they sent us a lot of stuff. And this will be a product that when I run out, I will be reordering with my
yes.
own moolah.
Okay.
From
nice.
Their site. That's I love it.
I'm going to try mine, too.
Mm-hmm. Wanderbeauty.com/FCOL for 20% off. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. Also, Ritual. Tell them about Ritual, because you use the hell out of
yeah,
Ritual.
Yeah, I like Ritual. Ritual is the it's the vitamin packets, the vitamins that you get to give you energy. You know when you have, like, all the vitamins that you just don't know which to take?
Totally.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So Ritual gives you peace of mind, and they have the whole step-by-step. They have everything that you need. By the way, $200 worth of everything you need for just $1 a day. So here's what they do. There's no vegan, there's no sugar, there's no any of that crap that's bad. It's a subscription-based vitamin subscriptions.
Right.
So you get the vitamins. They come to your door. You don't have to worry about it. Everything you need, the omegas, the all the minerals. And
when you're a mom, it's impossible to remember to go buy every single different vitamin that you're supposed
exactly.
to have. And those multivitamins that you just buy in the grocery store, they give you a stomach ache.
This does not, which
right.
I love. You don't have to have like a full stomach. And by the way, if you don't want you want to skip this month's order or the next month, you can always snooze your order until you catch up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to. It takes all the guesswork out of 95% of women don't get all their correct vitamins and minerals that they need. And look, we're all getting older. So Ritual created a smarter vitamin with the 9 essential ingredients that women lack most. So go to ritual.com/FCOL and sign up.
Yeah.
And get healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get some vitamins at a much less expensive price.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. What is happening? What happened during this week, Lynette? A lot's going on, right?
A lot's going on. I don't know.
Take any vacations? Did you?
Since the last we spoke?
Mm-hmm.
A lot have gone on, yeah.
How's, like, relations with Natalia?
Very good. Things are good. I mean, she's – it's weird because I feel like I've been spending so much time with Sonny lately because of all of his tournaments and sports and everything. But she's good. Sonny, I got really mad at the other day.
What?
Because he threw me under the – he didn't really throw me under the bus. He just tries to be a smartass sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he'll screw you up. He'll fuck your shit up because – he makes you look bad. Like, he'll just say stuff like...
What happened?
He'll say stuff like, he'll in front of, like, other parents on the way to the game. Oh, well, if it means mom's got to wake up early or, oh, mom, anytime mom can take a nap, she'll take a nap. You know, I don't know. He does all that kind of stuff just to, you know. She's got to watch her Real Housewives. You know, he says all that kind of stuff. But this is different. So the Saturday night, Natalia was at Jody's. Sonny was at his friend's house, and he was there until late. And
sleeping over.
No sleeping over. But I was like, are you want to sleep over? Sleep over. And his friend was falling asleep, and Sonny's been going to bed late. So I was like, all right, I'll just come pick you up. It's already 11 o'clock. Okay.
Story of my life.
Right.
Yes.
So I go get him and I pick him up. And
but are we, I mean, I know we talked about this last week, but mm-hmm. are we, like, do other people's let their kids
stay
up? Other people's let their kids stay up late? Because why are our kids like the night owls that can't have sleepovers because they slept till 1 in the afternoon and now can't go to sleep until 4 a.m.?
I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So
I don't
you
went know.
And
so he wasn't planning on spending the night.
He
just went over there and was there
right.
all day and mm-hmm. they were playing and swimming.
Got it. And then the other kid, like a normal kid, got tired.
Yeah. Go figure. Got tired
and
at
Sonny
a reasonable
was like,
hour.
Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, I know. So I go pick him up and we're coming home and it's like 10:45, 11 o'clock at night. And he goes, and I said, something, Natalia's over at Jody's. He goes, oh, Natalia's not home? Is Dad home? I go, yeah. Natalia's not home? That means we can watch a action movie.
Oh,
that's
I was
what he
right.
always,
I guessed this.
Yeah.
I totally guessed this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because that's what I want, you know, he's like, because that's what I want to do, watch an action movie at 11 o'clock at night. All I want to do. So I said, no. We're going to go to bed. I'm going to get in bed. I said, I just watched a whole movie with Dad. I just watched the final cut of Uppity, the documentary that he's working on for the 100th time. But it's a great documentary.
The T-Bones?
Willie T. Ribs. And it makes me cry every time. But and it's done. It was it a
Man,
lot of
you've
new
watched
footage.
A lot of that
yeah.
movie.
Yes, and a lot of new footage I haven't seen, and it's color corrected and it looks great. Everything watched it with Dad, and it was nice because we didn't keep getting interrupted by kids or whatever. So anyway, I just said I just want to get in bed and watch my shows now, and because I just got done watching Uppity, and he goes, "Oh, that movie again. It's so boring." Well, because for kids,
yeah,
there's a lot of it's a documentary about
right.
Indy cars and racing.
I mean, it's no Mamma Mia.
It's no Mamma Mia. So I was like, I know. That's why I just want to get in bed. And I'm watching Westworld now. So now I'm like, I'm really excited to get in bed and watch the next episode.
So did you watch all of Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Oh, okay. Both seasons? It's been two seasons, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was really good. So so I'm ready to get in bed. So then we get home and Adam's playing with Sonny and he's like tickling him or whatever. And then he's like, Dad, you want to watch a movie? And he said, no, we just got done watching up. And he goes, yeah, I know. Mom said how boring it was.
No, he didn't.
I know. And I was like, Sonny, now I look guilty.
There's no winning.
I said, Sonny. Why would I say that? Of course, why would I say I thought it was boring? You know I love that movie. I cry every time we see it. Oh, Mom, you just said it was boring. I said, you said it was boring, not me. You said it. And he goes, oh, Sonny, did Mommy really say that? And I said, Sonny, tell the truth. And he goes, yeah, she did.
Oh, no, no.
And I go, Sonny.
Had you said it?
I said, Sonny, I repeated the comment. I go, you said, oh, good, Natalia's not home. Now that we can watch an action movie. And I said, Snow, I'm tired. I just got done watching Uppity. I want to get in bed and watch my show. And then you said, oh, that movie's so boring. It's so long. By the way, it's not really long. It's only an hour and 32 minutes. It's not that long. And so I wouldn't have said it's long. He's the one that said it's long because
right.
he saw all the other cuts early on,
right.
you know, months ago. He hasn't seen the final product. So I said, Sonny, and I repeated what we said in the car. And he goes, yeah, you said it was boring. I said, you said it. And he goes, aw. And Adam was like, okay, now I know how everybody feels.
Oh, no.
It's fine. And I was like, Sonny. And then I go, Sonny. You go there and you tell Dad what you said. And he goes, I said it was boring and you agreed. And I said, no, I didn't. I just said, I know. That's why I want to get in bed. Like, I didn't go, I know, it's so boring. I did not say that. And Dad thinks that's what I said. So go tell him. He goes, no. And then he gets to be, as I call him, a cuchulon. He gets a hard head. And he's like,
no. A cuchulon?
Mm-hmm. That's not how the conversation went.
Oh my
you
God,
said it was
you've
boring.
You've been holding out on me, this a cuchulon.
You know cuchulon.
No, cuchulon?
Cuchulon.
A cuchulon?
What's the other one I say?
Am I saying it right?
Cacaron and cuchulon. Yeah.
What? Cacaron?
Cacaron.
Cacaron?
I haven't said
what
that
does
either.
That mean? No. Lynette, come on. How long have we been doing this?
I don't know. I thought
how
you
many
knew.
Of your words have I adopted?
I know.
A cuchulon?
Cuchulon.
Cuchulon?
Cuchulon means hard head.
A cuchulon.
Yeah. My dad, my brother.
Like cooch, all alone.
Uh-huh.
Cuchulon.
Cuchulon.
Okay.
Right.
And what's the other one?
Kyakyaron.
Kyakyaron.
A guy that's like a know-it-all, likes to kind of like an Adam, like a talk, know-it-all, blah, blah, blah. Kyakyaron?
Kyakyaron.
I call Adam a kyakyaron.
Like a kayak? Like a kayak?
Kyakyaron. Kyakyaron.
Yaron. Kyakyaron.
If you're Italian and you know.
Cuchulon.
Yeah. And cuchulon.
Cuchulon.
Means stubborn. Hard head.
Cuchulon. Okay, I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to say those a couple
times. It
also
means dick, too, but.
Cuchulon.
Cuchulon and cuchulon. I'm surprised.
Cuchulon.
She's right.
Cuchulon. Cuchulon.
Okay. This is a guy, he's a cuchulon here. He doesn't know, yeah.
Okay.
He don't want to do anything.
A cuchulon is like, but a hard head.
A
like,
hard
you
head.
Can't tell him anything.
Right.
Okay.
And the kyakyaron is like, yak.
Kyakyaron.
You're like, yak.
Okay.
Can remember it that way.
Okay, yak. Kyakyaron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's being a cuchulon.
Yeah. These are Italian, Italian slang.
Okay.
Yeah. Then there's a pisciatur. No.
What's that?
There's more.
A pisciatur?
No.
A pisciatur? What is it?
A pisciatur. Like it stinks
like
or it smells. Or
oh.
it's like a toilet.
Oh.
I think. Or something like that.
It's like my minivan?
Yeah.
A piscia.
Smells like a pisciatur in there.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I interrupted
this
your story.
It's like Rosetta Stone.
This is like a super ghetto. All right. So
that,
he's being a cuchulón.
He wouldn't go and tell Adam what really happened.
Well, I would have taken his phone away.
I know.
Like, you're going in there. I don't care if you think you're lying.
I know.
Go tell him.
But Sonny, like, he'll double down and triple down. He'll be like, fine, take my phone. I don't care.
No.
Yeah. He's a hardhead. He doesn't back down.
So then was Adam mad at you?
He wasn't mad. He was just laughing. I don't know. I don't know if he believed Sonny or not. But kind of, no. And then the worst part, though, is Adam walked into the next room next door to where we were talking. He walked, which is his office next to our bedroom. And I said, and Adam was watching TV. And his TV is always so loud. But he had it paused, or he was rewinding or doing something, because he caught us like whispering, because I go, Sonny, you go in there right now and you tell Daddy that you really said that's not what I said. And he's like, why are you whispering? It is what you said. And right when he says the sound goes off.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I can hear you. So it's really like no winning.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know. And I said, no. I said, why would I say that? And do you really think I thought that movie was boring? No. I've seen it 150 times.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah.
I know the outcome. I know how it ended.
Right.
It wasn't on, like, it's not a nail biter or anything. New scenes and stuff, which are great. But no, no. Sonny thinks it's boring, but not me.
Yeah, I don't, he's projecting.
Yes. He likes to, like I said, he likes to throw me under the bus. He likes to roast people in our family. He'll roast me. He'll roast Natalia. He'll roast Dad. He recorded his first podcast the other day. That's why he was there. That's why I was there.
Right. I heard about that. Yeah. Matt told me that they were doing a podcast. How did it go?
It was Brian's idea. Yeah, it went good. But Brian is like, you know. Didn't I talk about this either?
I mean, look, my kids are the same age as yours. Do people want to listen to a kid talk for an hour?
I don't think, no.
I mean, I don't want to hear my kids talk for an hour. But
me neither. So Bald Brian goes, last year, around this time, he goes.
And I don't mean that to sound insulting. I was just
trying to think,
really have to have somebody else with.
Right.
Definitely better than two kids, though. Just having a podcast,
but
right?
But even like if I have like our kid come on and stuff, I just like, all right, now get out. Like, you know.
Right.
But so Brian says to me last year, we should do Sonny and I should do a fantasy football show next season. He says because he knows all about football and blah, blah, blah. And he is in the fantasy football Corolla Digital.
Well, that's a cute idea.
Right. So that's what it is. It's
like
all about
a kid's point of view of fantasy football. Well, I like that.
Yeah. It's Brian and Sonny, and they call it BS, fantasy football BS, because it's Brian and Sonny.
I like that.
But, well, yeah. And Brian, it was all his idea. And he was like, I go, really, really, was really? And he's like, look. And then Gary, you know, Gary will tell you no, like if he thinks something's a bad idea. And I go, Gary, really? Because he wants Gary to produce it. And Gary's like, I'm happy to produce it. And I said to Gary, and he goes, look, Lynette, I know what you think about your son, but I'll tell you, he's talking sports, he knows a hell of a lot more than I do.
That's
adults.
A good hook, though. Like a kid, a 12-year-old.
Yeah, gambling.
Like knowing stuff about sports is kind of a fun idea.
Yeah, it's
like
cute.
From their sort of tarnished view?
Perspective.
Yeah.
And he does. And I said that was last year. And then this time when they did the practice run, I said to Gary, you might want to step in because sometimes, you know, like when we're doing a podcast, like sometimes I have no opinion on something. I'll just go, my instinct is go, I don't know, Stephanie, you talk. I don't know. Like, you know, but he's 12, so he's not going to be able to. He knows yes and in theory, but he's not going to keep doing that. Like, he's going to come a point where he's probably like has no opinion or I don't know. And Gary goes, I get it, but he knows a lot more than I do. And I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I'm not going to be able to. He's going to be able to help me with facts more than I can help. I go, but it's not really the facts. Yeah, he knows the facts, but whatever. So, but Brian is super into it. Like, Brian was like emailing Sonny and he goes, oh, So then I, like a couple weeks later, I ran into Brian and he goes, yeah, I emailed Sonny. He hasn't emailed me back. And I go, what? What do you mean you emailed? You know he's 12, right? I don't even think he knows he has
hilarious.
Email. Like, I don't know. If you asked him, where's your email on your phone? Maybe he knows.
You got to hit him up on Insta. You got to direct message him on Insta.
I don't even know if he knows Instagram.
Got to Snapchat him.
Something.
Or some
YouTube.
Or some social media that we haven't heard of yet.
To him through YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like I said, you know, he's 12, right? I don't know if he's – and he goes, oh, because I emailed him. And I was like, what's the deal? And I go, okay, well, CC me from now on.
Right.
So now here we are a year later, and now he's got Gary producing it. He's talking to Podcast One about getting ads for it. I'm like, all right. More power to you, Paul Bryant. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I thought it would be like a fun, you know, summer job for Sonny.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a summer job for mommy.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
Like, I'm fine to bring him here, but I'm not doing nothing. In fact, I wasn't really listening to them record it. I was sitting in the conference room talking to the guys.
Yeah.
I figure I'd – so they sent us a – they sent me and Sonny a copy of it so we could listen to it. And Brian said, good job, Sonny. You should listen to it so you can hear how you sound and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, Sonny, have you heard your email? Did you get your email? Did you listen to your podcast? And he said, yes, I did. I go, I was shocked. And he goes, no, I didn't.
Hilarious.
And he goes, but I'm going to right now. So I don't know.
I have never listened to our podcast. Mm. Not one time. I know you have.
Only to see if I'm in trouble.
Right, right.
Only like if I get emails, you know. The teachers are at it again. They're devastated. I'll have to go listen to see what I said. But other than that, no.
Sometimes I have to trust other people telling me what I said. But then sometimes I'm like, somebody will get all up in arms about something. And then I'll think, I know I didn't say that.
I know.
But then I still don't want to go back and listen to it because I just don't want to hear my voice. Because I feel like if I listen to it, then I'm going to be self-conscious
right.
from then on.
Right.
I'm going to be like, ah.
I know.
That's how I sound?
Yeah. I know.
So whiny and complainy and nasally. And no, I don't want any part of that. Who would listen to that? Then I'll player hate myself.
Then you start trolling yourself.
Start a Reddit about myself. God, this girl's horrible.
Reddit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We should just while we're at a pause in the conversation, this is not even like major ads. It's just telling you about Digster.
I dig Digster.
They have a playlist for every moment, mood, and minute of your life. They are soundtracking our world one playlist at a time. Go to digster.com and see what they're talking about. They have thousands of the best playlists. It's like your best friend made you your favorite mixtape. And I found some of my favorite playlists through Digster.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can find them for all the stuff you like. You know, like your yacht rock type stuff,
yacht
your 80s
rock.
Classics, your 90s. And you can even listen to like what Lynette and I love if you go to digster.com. No, sorry, digster.fm/FCOL.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow that and share it and listen to it. And we have some very eclectic mixed of
we
our
do.
Taste. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From Tupac to
now a clown around when I'm all around with the underground
to Neil, not Neil Young, not Neil Sedaka. Who's your
Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond.
Yes.
Neil Diamond, baby.
Yes.
So go to digster.fm/FCOL.
Longfellow Serenade.
And also Filter Easy.
Mm. Oh, so, my God. You need to have a filter.
Yeah. I just got a new air conditioning.
Yeah, I want to know about your air conditioning woes.
Yeah. So we have a new air conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. From our buddy Enertech.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you need when you have a new air conditioner? You need filters. You need mm-hmm. to remember to change your filter. And it's hard to remember that. But if you sign up for Filter Easy, you will get a new filter sent to you when you need it.
That's
and
smart.
You don't ever have to think about it. You just give Filter Easy like your you know, go look and see on your filter what size you use.
Right.
Give them your information and then you'll just start getting filters. And they're good filters.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to change your air filter because they will remember for you. It's recommended that you change your home air filter every 1 to 3 months. And if you have pets, you should probably change them every month, guys. And
really?
How many of you are really doing that? Probably zero.
Yeah.
Of you.
Never.
Yeah. Set and you
those.
Know they're not expensive.
No.
So it's really the pain in the booty is just remembering to do it. So Filter Easy takes the guess of when you should do it away. All you have to do is go to filtereasy.com. Or call them at 1-855-910-EASY and use the offer code FCOL. So sign up today because your first order is free when you use the code FCOL.
Do it.
Yeah.
So
you wanted to know earlier, like, what I was watching.
Yeah, what are you watching? Not Handmaid's Tale.
No, I'm going to start watching that.
It's good. It's
yeah.
It's really good.
I'll
tell you this.
Watched a lot of Datelines recently. A lot.
What? I'll tell you this one thing.
Yeah.
Watch the first episode of Handmaid. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. No, the first episode catches you. Like, it's not like, you know, a lot of shows are like, oh, it's the pilot episode, so it's the most boring. No, the first episode grabs you. That's how good it is. So, trust me, you'll like it.
Okay.
So you watched a lot of Dateline.
It's like my lullaby, you know?
No.
I'll just turn on my TV and I capture multiple episodes, like, or guest seasons, or I don't know, but I'll look in there and I'll see Dateline and then there'll be like 6 episodes. And then I'll look down a little bit further on the queue and I'll see another Dateline
mm-hmm.
thing. And then it'll be a couple more episodes.
It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah. And it's good because I can look through and go, oh, saw that one. So
right.
I don't want to watch that one again. I saw it too recently. But then I'll see one and I'll be like, because I have the worst memory.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So stuff always seems new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like, that sounds a little bit familiar, but still interesting.
Right.
And then I'll watch it and I'll be like, I don't think if I've seen this before,
yeah,
I don't remember it.
Right.
I don't know what happens.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure she dies.
Yeah.
But besides that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who did it.
Mm-hmm. I tried to watch I was like, I'm going to get in my bed because yesterday I had some time alone in between something. And I was like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch some Real Housewives. And as soon as I turn the TV on, I get the text, we're on our way. And then Adam, I had watched Uppity with, oh, and then Adam showed me the pilot he did with Jimmy, which was really cute, came out good. So then I watched that, and now it's like, now I'm already too deep into that, like two shows deep into Adam's stuff and nothing into my stuff. And then the kids come home, or they came home yesterday, and then I had to start making my lasagna. So I didn't get a chance to watch anything. And the only time I have is at night, is to get in bed and watch TV.
Me too.
During the day, I try, and also, like, if I have any time, it's only Saturday and Sunday. I try not to do any TV watching during the day, during the week. Not that I have time, but because then I'll get sucked in and not want to get up.
I wish I had, like, a pre-core machine or an exercise
yes.
machine that was in front
Me
of my
too.
TV so that then, because when I'm at the gym, I just listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my podcasts are on a break right now.
Really?
I'm going to listen to this one. Have you heard of this podcast called Teacher's Pet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I heard that's good. You know,
really?
Like all my true crime.
Oh, really?
My true crimer
is
podcast.
Is that a true crime podcast?
Yeah, it's about a disappearance.
Ooh.
Of a woman. And I don't know. I don't know what it's about, but it's true crime.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see, like, I look on my queue of my podcasts and, like, because obviously I listen to my Sword and Scale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen to back episodes of Sword and Scale so I can do my rewind episodes, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've listened to them.
Which episode are you guys on for rewind?
Well, we did this episode. Do you remember the episode where the 12-year-old boy named Jamarian murders a kid on the playground? on purpose. Like he hides a knife and he kills this little kid.
Yeah.
Child on child crime.
Yeah.
It was so sad. And Dr. Drew called in.
Oh,
recorded
really?
That one. Yeah. And talked about like kids that are psychopaths and whether they can be, you know,
rehabilitated.
And because it's so sad because this kid, Jamarian, was. So the episode starts, and mm-hmm. this is one thing I love about Mike Boudet, is that it's really – at the beginning, it's about the crime mm-hmm. of this poor kid, this poor baby that got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But then you find out the backstory of the perpetrator, and you're like, whoa, these parents.
Mm-hmm.
He was – the kid was being abused, Jamarian,
mm-hmm.
from the jump. The mom had two other kids taken away from her. She'd given them up because a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, because the one-year-old had like cigarette burns, and the 3-year-old, I mean, she was clearly abusing these other babies that she had, and they were taken away from her. And Jamarian had called Child Protective Services on his mom and stepdad several times, and they'd come and not taken him out of the house.
Oh my God.
And then he was basically like a suicidal kid. It was a very sad story, but Dr. Drew, I was really, really feeling bad mm-hmm. for Jamarian. Dr. Drew was like, he didn't straighten me out, but he had some very interesting insight.
Mm.
So that episode is coming up.
What'd he say? Anything?
He said no. He said he doesn't think you can rehabilitate. Like, you know, that... He said a lot of kids come from abuse
mm-hmm.
and they don't kill.
Right.
They don't become murderers.
Right.
So like, yes, extenuating circumstances, but you have to have that in your genetics
mm-hmm.
and then it gets like ignited by your treatment. Right. So
right.
like you could say be a psychopath, which we talked about this on a very early episode of mm-hmm. Sword and Scale. And go through life that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great upbringing, you might never
right.
do anything bad.
Right.
You just don't even realize that you don't have empathy.
Yes.
Like that you don't that remember that Dr. James Fallon
mm-hmm.
and it turned out he didn't have empathy and he
yeah.
found out on a brain scan.
Yeah.
Okay, but then so let's say though that you're somebody who does have that genetic
mm-hmm.
issue
mm-hmm.
and then you're treated terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
it can
– It's your environment and your genetic disposition.
Right. That's what Dr. Drew was saying.
Yeah.
So he was saying
you
really probably not going to rehabilitate that kid.
It's a perfect storm when you have that environment.
It's so sad though.
I know.
I just hate those parents. They're horrible people.
Well, and also the system really came out how many times or whatever – took away the other two kids but left one kid still in the home?
Yeah, so she gave up, voluntarily gave them up, but after probably because otherwise she'd have to go to jail for the abuse maybe unless she gave them up. I don't know what the story was there, but in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then this happened in Michigan, and Michigan did – so the law says – in Michigan, that if you've had an abuse case against you somewhere else and another case comes up in Michigan, your kid should automatically get taken away.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take him away, though. So the system failed. You find that out if you listen to Sword and Scale enough. Lots of cases where Child Protective Services
doesn't do anything.
Where you find out there was case after case after case after case filed and still nobody helped.
Those people should be in jail. I really do. I think that those whoever the caseworker was that came out, the kid called on his own parents and what? Nothing?
And they found proof of it, of his story. Like he had marks all over himself. He was being beaten with an electrical cord. I mean, he was bruised and beaten.
That's
so sad.
Very sad. Why is it always an electrical cord, though? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Doesn't it always seem like it's, you know... My mom hit me with an electrical cord. Was there anything else laying around that you can hit her with?
A belt.
I got hit with a belt, but I never got hit with an electrical cord.
I think my parents... whipped with a belt?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get whipped. I got... if I did something – I've talked about this. If I did something where it was endangering my life, like run across into the street without looking, and I was at an older age where I knew better, 10, I just remember that one time my dad took his belt out. That was the only time, to be honest, was the only time he hit me. But my mom hit me all the time. Mom would give me a whack. She'd pull my hair. She'd dig her nails into my skin.
I mean, that's abusive. That's not, oh, yeah. That's not punishment. That's
no, I know.
Abuse.
That's abuse. I know.
I'm very much against any mm-hmm. kind of spanking.
Us
I
too.
Just, because it's just – the thing is it's been proven that it doesn't work.
I know.
So I don't understand the idea of like hitting your kids to tell mm-hmm. them not to do something. So I'm going to hurt you and do something that I'm telling you don't hurt other people.
Right.
So I'm going to hurt you to teach you that lesson.
Right.
Like,
I know.
I guess I understand to a certain extent if you're talking about like your 3 or 4 year old running into the street and you give them like a whack on the butt mm-hmm. to like go, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like, to surprise them.
Right.
Like, hey, that was dangerous.
Right.
But as a like, okay, you are now going to get spanked mm-hmm. or whipped or anything.
Mm-hmm.
First
Robin
of all,
Quivers was talking about it. Like, she would have to go find the switch in the branch or whatever and give it to her dad or her mom, her parent, to hit her with. And she's like, oh, I realized which one to find, which one. Can't get the one that would break too easily because then they'll make you go get another one. But like she had to go get one and bring it back, you know.
Yeah. She seems like she has issues.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was drinking. She, I think she scored the highest on Dr. Drew's test for to see if how high you are on the list of narcissism. She scored the highest.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think she banned Dr. Drew on the show, or she got mad at him. And then Drew takes things very – like, he can't handle if somebody's mad at him. Like, oh, no, no, no. Like, he tried to, like, sent flowers, and he, like, you know, sorry. Like, he – I don't know. He was, like – he was miserable.
Some people don't want to hear about themselves.
Mm-mm.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. So, I know. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, I think that – you know, people will say – some of the most controversial things I've ever written, I wrote something about spanking, mm-hmm. about against spanking, mm-hmm. and people lost their shit.
I know. I remember you were
talking. We'll get comments about this episode. People will be like, I'm never listening again. How dare you judge people that spank? It works. How dare you judge what I do at a home with my own kids? Well, okay. And a lot of people will say this, like, well, I was spanked and I'm fine.
Yeah, look
well,
at me.
Probably not. Probably you're not fine.
No.
And because it's been proven, it is a form of abuse. You're mm-hmm. hurting your child
mm-hmm.
to teach them about empathy
right.
or to teach them, like, to think about other people. Or to, that doesn't
yeah. –
it doesn't work. I'm not saying that I have all the answers or that, you know –
No, I know.
This kind of discipline works over that kind of discipline. But
mm-hmm.
first of all, you can't be sure that you're not hitting your child out of anger.
Right, like, I know.
The people that go, well, I'm always do it in a very controlled, I'm very, very calm. It's after the fact. Okay, well, I will argue this then. If you're so calm and it's so after the fact that you've completely calmed down and now you're doing it very methodically to teach a lesson, how's that teaching a lesson? It's too mm-hmm. far after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're training
right.
a dog,
right.
you have to when you tell them no, it can't be like 10 minutes later.
I know.
They're not going to remember
I
what
know.
They did wrong.
I know.
So if you've taken the time to totally chillax
right.
and get some distance
to me, I think
and
that's
perspective,
even worse.
Right, and now you're going to be like, okay, come here. It's time for you to get smacked.
Yeah. I know.
You're,
I know.
So the truth is you're probably not doing that. You're probably giving the spanking when you're still angry about mm-hmm. what they did. So mm-hmm. now you are angry at your child, and your child understands that your anger means they're going to get physically hurt.
Right. I know.
I don't know. I tried to spank Sadie when she was a baby once. I think I told you this story. I was just so freaking over. She was such a difficult, like, she had a period when she was like
mm-hmm.
18 months or around 2 years old where she was so, so
yeah.
defiant mm-hmm. and obstinate and just
mm-hmm.
and mean and biting Xander. And just I was so done with her one day, and I had tried putting her in her room, and mm-hmm. I tried time out, and I tried everything, and she just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't care. Mm-hmm. And she would, like, I'd leave her in her crib for time out, and she'd rip off her diaper and then rip off all her clothes and throw off the
– everything.
Anyway,
yeah.
I just remember one time being so mad and being like, okay, that's it. Come here. And, like, kind of putting her over my lap and, like, smacking her butt once mm-hmm. or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And she cried. And then I was like, what am I – what am I doing?
I know.
This isn't helping.
No.
She was now just – crying and a little bit scared.
Right.
And it also, it didn't even really hurt. It wasn't like I hit her hard enough to hurt her anyway, but it was like the whole idea of it was so felt wrong. Mm-hmm. And then I was like,
what am I? I know. I remember feeling like that too. And I remember Adam going, look, I know your mom used to hit you, but if you need to cool off or something, you guys, like, don't be hitting our kids. Like, I'm not. No, I'm not. No. One time, though, I remember grabbing her arms, and I remember she wasn't listening to me, and we were, like, in a public place, and I couldn't keep yelling at her, so I dug my nail into her, and I was like, oh, my God, that's what my mom used to do. And then she was like, ow! And then she'd scream and made a big scene, bigger scene than she was already, like, now it's like, oh, what'd I do? I didn't do anything. And, like, everybody's looking at me like I did something to her,
right.
Which I did. And I was like, all right, I can't – that's – I'll never do that again. And then with Phil now, like, if Phil does something wrong, she'll go, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. And then she'll, like, smack Phil sometimes, like in his on his snout. And I'll go, like, don't hit him. And she gets in trouble. If Adam sees her doing that, she'll get in big trouble. And –
well, by the way, hitting dogs doesn't work
doesn't
either.
Doesn't work
it's
either.
Proven.
Right. Except Olga gives Phil, like, the knee sometimes. Olga spanked Natalia.
She did?
Out of a reflex. Natalia was – she was giving the both of them a bath, and they were young, I don't know, like two. And Natalia always hated if you were like – if you – like you get them out of the bathtub and you hug them and you dry them off, right? And you're playing and she'd play. And then if you did that – and then you did that with Sunny, she would try and get in the middle of the two of you like – ah! Like try and distract because she did not want Sunny getting all the attention that she mm-hmm. just whatever, you know. And then she kept doing that to Olga, and then Olga kept telling her stop, sit down, whatever, stop. And then she grabbed Olga's face and she spit in her face, and Olga just went whack.
See, now I kind of understand that.
I know. And Olga said to Adam when he got home, she goes, "I had to smack Natalia on the butt this morning." And he's like, okay. I don't believe in it, but if Olga says you deserved it, you deserved it. She's like, I didn't, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I do get. That is like a reflex.
Well, that's
a reflex.
That's not going, now come here.
Right.
Go
time
get a
spanking.
Yeah. Like, that's, I don't know.
I just, you know, I mean, we all know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And people claim they get really self-righteous about their right to, especially child abusers, about mm-hmm. their right to beat their kids. That's my kids.
Right.
I own these kids. Mm-hmm. I'll do what I want with my mm-hmm. kids. No, you won't.
I know.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Stop it.
I'm going to take those kids.
Stop it before I beat you with an electrical cord.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Sword and Skill Rewind,
did you
doing
ever
that.
Did you ever get Dave Navarro on?
So we were going to get an interview with him. Mm-hmm. We're still trying. And then he was all set to do it. And we were here in the studio. That's what I was here for.
Right.
And he was supposed to call in. And then I guess his assistant called Matt and said, oh, he's got the stomach flu. He's got food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
But then another assistant also told Matt, oh, he can't because he's hosting some event.
Matt was
like, really? Interesting. And then somebody else, then Mike Boudet was like, yeah, he was all over Instagram, like doing some thing, making some appearance. And we were like, okay.
That one assistant needs to get like, hello. You better look on Instagram before you give an excuse for your boss. See what they're posting.
That I'm always afraid of like remember last week I was telling you about the reunion that I just ghosted. Mm-hmm. But I was scared to like say make up some excuse like, oh, I'm not feeling good.
And then
what happens
those
when
days
I'm on Instagram
right.
later, like at the beach?
Those days are over. You can't do that unless you don't give a shit. Like you can't go, can't make your birthday dinner tonight because I'm just not feeling good. And then just post pictures of yourself like at, you know, the UCLA game.
I really wish it was okay to just say, I cannot come to your birthday celebration because I so don't feel like it.
I know.
I thought for sure I'd be in the mood, but man, am I not in the mood to see you or those other people that are going that I barely know.
I know. I'm not going to know anybody.
I mean, I love you and I'm happy that it's your birthday, but
right.
I don't want to go.
And I don't want to go to Santa Monica. I don't want to drive all the way to Santa Monica. I'd maybe go if you were two blocks away.
Yeah.
But I'm not driving all the way.
I'd love to just call in by, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
It no longer seems like a good idea.
Right.
But the rest of you are going to have a great time. You don't need me.
Yeah. What do you need me for?
There's like four of you. What do you need a fifth? You know, when there's like, it seems like there's always the type of people that always seems like a good idea. And then you're getting texts throughout the day. They're like, can't wait to see everybody tonight. And as soon as I get that first sort of reminder text where they're gearing up,
I
immediately start ungearing up.
Right, I know.
I start going in reverse.
Like I'm like, it's a backup and gear.
Oh, now I'm feeling even less like doing this.
Yeah, it's horrible. I know.
Such a no-getter.
Yeah.
Before we wrap today, I guess this might be a shorter episode. I don't know. Did you have anything else that you needed to get off your chest before we?
No, we just have a big meeting coming up today, pretty soon. And I want to go over to the other shop and make sure that the guys cleaned it up over there and it looks nice and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So we do have a meeting. I'm staring at a long day, sort of, kind of thing.
I feel you.
So.
I have to do the bachelor tonight. Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Bachelorette?
Podcast.
How many, how many episodes is in the Bachelorette, by the way?
Well, I don't know. But tonight's Monday. So last Monday was the overnights.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so they're already down to there?
Overnights. And then next week will be the men tell all.
Okay.
And then it will be the finale.
That's fast.
But then we go right into Bachelor in Paradise. So never fear, Rose Pickers.
There's always
Rose Pickers.
Can I suggest a TV show?
Yes.
That I just found yesterday.
Yes. Not The Proposal.
No, not The Proposal. It's called Unreal.
Of course.
Oh, you watched that?
We talked about that.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have? No.
Unreal, that's the reality. That's the show that's a scripted show.
Oh, we did an ad for it. No?
I don't think so. No,
maybe
that was
a few
like
years
that was an
ago.
A&E. That was a different show.
Did a script. It's a scripted show.
It's about
it's about like the production crew of a Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my brother's girlfriend was watching it yesterday. Like start of season three, and I was hooked. And I
really?
Just, I watched like an entire season. Yesterday.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I start from season one.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, yeah, Hulu released
it was on
the
Lifetime,
whole
and then I think, like, Hulu bought
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
Unreal.
Really good. You'll
okay,
like
I'm
it.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to watch it.
It's crazy.
Okay.
And here's another show that you can watch this summer, which it is the summer, Making It.
NBC.
It premieres. Yeah. It's, you know what? It's going to be premiering very soon. July 31st on NBC, Making It. It's hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. And it's like a crafting show, but it's funny, even though Nick is actually good at doing crafts.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy's just hilarious. Hilarious. So at least one of them knows how to make stuff.
Yeah. The other one knows how to make jokes.
Yeah.
Or so make fun at somebody.
It's a creative
stuff.
Competition, mm-hmm. which a lot of you guys are crafty, so you'll enjoy it. Look, Amy doesn't know like a rotary cutter from a pizza cutter, but she is very enthusiastic. So you'll like that show. So it airs July 31st on NBC after America's Got Talent. Also, Patreon. This week told a really, really personal thing on Patreon.
Okay.
But if you want to hear it,
$5
a month.
Nice.
Go join up. Put in your credit card for $5, and then you can have all the back episodes. We've done like 100.
Yeah. Why
not?
You'll
never run out of personal, juicy, for crying out loud tales that we have to tell. And, oh, and if you pay $50, you get a business shout out. I only have a couple left. Jamila Lowe is a child care consultant. She wants to help you figure out your child care needs. And, you know, what do you want, a nanny? You want an au pair? What do you need? She'll help you figure it out, help you get it. CulturalCare.com/JLOW. J-Lo.
Nice.
Lisa Dahl has an online women's clothing boutique, and it's called Lisa the Shop, but with two S's in Lisa. And they sell casual, everyday women's fashion loungewear. And Chelsea Marks has a business called PaynesGray.com, PaynesGray.com. They sell furniture, home decor, and, you know, new rugs, throw pillows, outdoor decor. And if you use the promo code DECOR15, she'll give you 15% off.
Nice.
Let me see if I missed. Oh, Michelle Baker. One more. Last one. Michelle Baker, CBD with no THC. And they have a salve called Chronic Relief that you rub on anywhere you have pain, and it will help you. So go to My Green Horizon, and in the referral box, put FCOL Baker. Okay?
Nice.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do one more thing.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a podcast, a new podcast. It's not that new. One of our listeners, her husband, Brian, has a podcast, and it's all about Tourette's.
Oh.
And you know Xander has some tics.
Oh, yeah.
So we did a listener spotlight, and we called him. We talked to him about his podcast and how it got started, and he has Tourette's, and I told him about Xander, and it was just like a couple-minute phone call we had to learn about his podcast, and I'm going to play that for you right now.
Okay.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Appreciate this.
Of course. Your lovely wife paid for you to have the honor of being listener spotlight on For Crying Out Loud.
That's amazing.
You have a podcast, which struck my interest, about Tourette's.
That's right. Yeah. So I have Tourette's syndrome. I'm 38 years old, and I was diagnosed when I was a little kid. And basically, because of how stigmatized and misunderstood that Tourette is, I've lived my entire adult life up to this point kind of in hiding as it concerns my disorder. And I didn't tell anybody about it. And even though I've always had vocal tics and muscular tics,
mm-hmm.
I've just found ways to kind of disguise them or mask them to make them look kind of normal because I didn't want to be seen as the, you know, quote-unquote guy with Tourette. So that's not easy to do. Disguising tics is not easy to do and is quite impossible for a lot of people with really severe cases. But I guess basically my entire public life has been pretending that I don't have Tourette syndrome because I didn't want to get ridiculed. And it got to a point last year where I was like, why? Like, why am I doing that? I mean, the reason is I've been scared about negative judgment, but shouldn't I get, you know, out in front of that somehow? So I'm pushing 40. And I'm letting a misconception from pop culture kind of determine my life for me. And there have to be other people out there like me in the same boat. So I started this podcast as a way to kind of tell the world. It's called the Tourette's Podcast. And it's sort of my way to kind of tell the world about it, but I guess more importantly, to find and talk with other people who have Tourette syndrome and basically compare notes. So that's what the podcast is. It's a conversation between myself and another person. Each episode is a different person who has Tourette syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk about it and how we've navigated life and, you know, with a misunderstood disorder. And that's been huge because it's led to self-acceptance for me. And it's done the same for a lot of people. And
well, I think connection is so important. I mean, anytime you have any sort of problem or issue that has any sort of shame attached to it, because I would imagine that maybe having a tic disorder that you might be scared that people think you can help it.
Right. Yeah, that's a big thing. It's a misconception. It's something that I kind of grew up with in school. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, can you control it for today or for the next little bit? And the answer is no. I mean, if you have Tourette syndrome, you know, there are medications and there are therapies that you can go through. But, I mean, there's no cure. And ultimately, self-acceptance is the big thing about it.
Does yours come and go at all, or did it when you were a little kid?
So yeah, when I was diagnosed when I was maybe 6 or 7, and
because I was telling you off of the phone call that my son Xander has tics as well, and that I noticed it young too, even younger.
Yeah, yeah. It first manifested, I think, when I was maybe, I mean, I was basically a baby when I was exhibiting some abnormal symptoms, which were originally diagnosed as ADHD. Mm-hmm. And some doctors said, well, he's just more hyperactive than most kids are. But then the tics kind of set on when I was maybe 5 or 6. And this was the mid 80s. So it wasn't a common thing where people said, oh, it may be Tourette's. Most people hadn't heard of it at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you try medication that young? Because I tried medication with my kid and it didn't work.
Yeah, I went through a whole litany of medications, and some were, I mean, they were all kind of problematic one way or another. Some are actually kind of heavy. Haloperidol, clonidine, anafrinil, these were all, you know, they have their side effects, and they take their tolls. And you kind of have to make the decision of, you know, what are you more comfortable with? Is it the tics, or is it the side effects that kind of push the tics aside for a little bit? I mean, it's... The thing about medication with Tourette's syndrome is it's such a guessing game because mm-hmm. there's no drug that's targeted toward the causes of Tourette's, which are still kind of murky and mysterious. So some people go for Ritalin, some people go for antipsychotics. It's just what are the effects and symptoms that you want to address. And so it's a huge moving target.
So it must be nice to have connected with, have you found people already that have found your podcast and connected with you and connected with each other?
Yeah, it's been more successful than I ever imagined. When I started the podcast, the first move was starting a Twitter account and finding other people on Twitter and saying, hey, I got this podcast. I have Tourette syndrome. Would you like to talk with me? And no one had any reason to trust me. I could have been a troll. I could have been, you know, just nobody knew me. But it was really, really quick that I lined up, you know, 20 interviews and recorded them, knocked them out. They went really well. Put them out there, and pretty quickly went global, and some of the larger organizations, the Tourette Association of America, Tourette Canada, Tourette Australia, they came forward and they acted as resources for me, and they helped to share it, and it's just kind of organically grown without any, you know, real hard publicity efforts or anything like that. It's just, I think that community was kind of waiting for something like that to exist.
That's so great. I'm really happy for you, and I'm happy that something like that exists, and I'm happy that hopefully from us talking about it, some more people will be able to find you. So tell me the name of it again and where we can find it.
Sure, yeah. It's Tourette's Podcast is the name of it. It's basically on all the podcast platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Overcast, what have you. Tourette'sPodcast.libsyn.com is where the podcast lives online.
And do you have is there a Facebook group?
There's not a Facebook group yet. That's in the works, and that's
dude,
another
get
cool
a Facebook
thing,
group. It'll take you 1 second. I'm telling you.
Go on there right now. Yeah, we're getting that going.
Go right now and go call it Tourette's Podcast Facebook group and make it closed
Tourette's
so people can talk
Facebook
about
group.
It. Uh-huh.
It's going to happen. Yeah,
okay.
It's going to happen.
Commit.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being one of our listeners, or I should thank your wife for that. And thank you. And guys, go listen to Ben's podcast.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.